Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Mets Spring Training Podcast. As the Mets jumped out to 3-0 and 5-1 leads in Florida today, but their pitching couldn't hold up, and they eventually dropped a 14-9 decision to the Cardinals down in Jupiter. Kevin Pillar led off for the Mets today, and he led the way as well with a triple, a double, and a walk in his three at-bats. J.D. Davis, Luis Guillorme, and Tomas Nido all had RBI singles in the first inning for the Mets. Davis and Guillorme each had a pair of hits, as did Drew Ferguson off the bench. And young Brett Beatty added a two-run double in a three-run Mets ninth inning. For the Cardinals, Jose Rondon homered, tripled, and drove in three runs. John Nogowski drilled a three-run homer. And former Met catcher Ali Sanchez, who was put on waivers by the Mets, picked up by the Cardinals, well, he added a two-run homer against his former team in a four-run St. Louis eighth. Mets starter Jared Eichhoff surrendered four runs in his two innings of work. Marcel Renteria gave up two home runs and four runs in the eighth inning. And Jacob Barnes lost the Mets lead for good when he was reached for three runs in the third inning. A lot of the bench players got starts today in the Mets' third spring training game. Jose Martinez was at first base. He's known more for his bat than his defense, for sure, and it'll be tough for Martinez to find at bats at first with both Pete Alonso and Dom Smith there. That's going to push him to a corner outfield spot more than likely. So where exactly does Martinez see himself fitting in, infield or outfield?
I think right now, I'm going to say like this. I get a little bit of confidence to play both right now just because I'm working really hard. I think I can actually defend myself a little more this year. And like I said, mentally, I'm there, really relaxed, and just trying to make some plays and just slow the game down, you know. And in left field, I played the other day, and I felt pretty good, you know. I didn't get any balls, but, I mean, just got to be out there and just let the game come to you, you know, just trying to rush nothing and just make the routine plays.
Martinez is a possible bench piece along with Pillar, Guillorme, Jonathan Villar, Albert Almora, and others. Manager Luis Rojas is just glad to see them swinging the bats well, and they are swinging the bats well early on in spring training.
Pillar hit one off the wall, or I don't know if it went out, but he just kept going like that. A lot of good bats put together. They were hitting the ball hard. You know, that just says a, you know, really good thing about the guys. Villar drove one, you know, didn't carry as much as we thought it would, but you know, the guys are swinging the bat well. We want to get as many at-bats as we can for those guys in different positions. And it's really nice to see them swinging the bat this early in camp.
One guy who won't make the team but nonetheless is making an impression is third baseman Brett Beatty. He's a first-round pick in 2019. He was drafted 12th overall. Beatty had a great ninth inning at-bat against a very tough pitcher. He doubled into the left center field gap to knock in a couple of runs. And Rojas says Beatty's bat has really stood out along with several other young prospects.
A lot more mature than I expected. I mean, almost similar to the other guys in camp. I met him in 19, right after he came to Citi Field to meet the staff and to take BP. He's definitely a lot stronger than that day when we met in person. He looks in great shape. I've been getting to know him defensively, too. He looks good on both sides. And you know, high confidence and all that. You know, he brings a lot to the table and looks really good. And that, it's good to see him ride the ball against a, you know, Junior Fernandez is a really good pitcher. He's got a great arm.
Today's starter, Jared Eichhoff, didn't have his swing and miss slider. That led to some problems, obviously. Eichhoff pitched against the Mets frequently while a member of the Phillies, and he's hoping to be a depth piece for the rotation. He's bouncing back from, well, several injuries that included numbness in his pitching hand. Thoracic outlet syndrome was ruled out, but it's been a circuitous route to get to the root of the problem.
I haven't had any sensations like that for over probably 2 years now, a little over 2 years. I had seen specialists with Cart with TOS, and all that went to specialists. Two different specialists or three different specialists, and all kind of said it wasn't TOS. You know, I had TOS type symptoms and all of that. I ended up having a carpal tunnel surgery, which is what we thought was the culprit. But it came back after that, which obviously, you know, was shown to be not the case, that specific injury. So, but yeah, it was just kind of one of those things where I got on some medication. I got in. Got on some more therapy, a lot of massage, which I never really had been into. And that's really, I think, what really did is that massage and make sure that my body, my neck area, and down my arm was in a good spot.
The Mets are really making a concerted effort to slow down the opponent's running game. The plan entails pitchers, catchers, and the infielders as well, all working in concert to have a level of awareness. And Rojas spoke about it at length today.
First of all, we're attacking the pitchers just to bury their times. Not necessarily we're asking them to be quicker to the plate, because I think that could be a drastic change. I mean, there's guys that can be a 1-6 if you expect them to be a 1-2 to the plate, which is above average. It could really disrupt, you know, their execution of pitches. And so we want to find the sweet spot where they can hold the ball and maybe be a little quicker to the plate than being, you know, as slow as they've been in the past. So we're demanding the pitchers to do that. We're demanding the pitchers to work on their moves to first base. We challenge them in camp to keep it under 1 second, which is above average. I think, you know, that can cause the effect on the runner of thinking back a little bit more than forward, a little more, you know, than probably moving, thinking forward like they've done in the past with us. I mean, they've taken a lot of backs in the last few years. So. We want them to control the running game that way. And then with the catchers, McCann has been a leader that way. He's brought a lot of stuff, sign systems. He's taking charge. I mean, we're controlling the game from the dugout, but he's talked about having eyes out there and seeing body language from the runner, too, that he can call something. So the awareness on all the catchers feeding off of what McCann is saying, I think all that is working to control the running game. Now, the infielders, middle infielders and corners, they got to be base experts as far as reading the runners, too. So we have a bunch of big plays in the book. I can't wait to see them in game. I want them to really put them, even though if we don't get the out, getting the out is the bonus. But make teams aware or to make teams know that we're aware of what the runners have done to us in the past and that they're there and they may potentially take an extra bag. I think, you know, all that I mentioned from catchers, pitchers, and infielders, we're looking at them to be engaged on it.
Finally, Rojas wanted to share some thoughts on his crosstown managerial counterpart, Aaron Boone of the Yankees, who's dealing with some heart problems at the moment, and Rojas wanted to reach out.
My respect for Aaron, first of all, and he's very welcoming to me when I came into my position. You know, fellow manager from the same city, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll find out more you know, the details, but my prayer and thoughts are with him and his family right now. I want to, you know, just pray for the best with him. So yeah, I wanted to share that with everyone here, because I found out when I was in the game, just the word got spread around real quick.
Thursday, David Peterson will make the start for the Mets at home against the Nationals and former Cub and Red Sox pitcher John Lester, who signed with the Nats in the offseason. Some of the relievers we haven't seen will get their first appearances in. Jurice Familia, Dellin Betances, Trevor May, also Robert Gesellman, and probably Aaron Loop as well will all see some action after Peterson tomorrow. And that is it for the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have another Mets Spring Training Podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!